1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good afternoon. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The Weld County DA's office has filed charges against the driver of a car that hit and killed Colorado State Trooper Daniel Groves. 58-year-old John Carpenter of Centennial, formally charged with causing the fatal accident in a snowstorm on I-76 in eastern Colorado last month. No word on the condition of a person struck by a Jeep at the Easter Jeep Safari outside Moab. Grand County EMS tells the Moab Sun-Times the person was standing on the Golden Spike Trail Monday when the accident happened. They're encouraging people to watch a safety video on the Grand County EMS Facebook page. A Montrose man is facing years in prison after pleading guilty to a federal drug and other charges. 48-year-old Robert LaFond was arrested in 2017 in an investigation by the 7th Judicial District Drug Task Force, Montrose Police and Sheriff's Offices, Mesa County Sheriff's Office, the Western Colorado Drug Task Force, and the DEA. According to the Montrose Press, LaFond pleaded guilty to possessing at least 500 grams of meth, conspiracy to illegally obtain firearms. The Colorado Department of Transportation is handing out grants from the Volkswagen Settlement Trust. Nearly $14 million for alternative fuel buses around the state. Governor Polis says the investment will help Colorado move to a more sustainable energy future. The money is being split between six transit agencies in the state, including the Gunnison Valley Rural Transportation Authority. The Colorado Senate has tentatively endorsed a bill to create a state-run health insurance plan. The bipartisan bill would direct state agencies to recommend a plan that would compete with private and already existing public health care exchange insurance to drive down premiums. A state-run public option could be up and running by 2021. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.